It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
I'd say we're back, but it's really been long enough we should probably just start over.
Hi, my name is Jinya. I know, it's been a while. I mean, before Christmas we did what, the Christmas movie one?
That was the last one we did, so well, this is the first one of 2020, and honestly, full disclosure, it gets chaos around
it
here.
It does.
Around the holidays.
Around Christmas time, we're wrapping up some stuff, we're getting ready for the new year, and then once the new year hits, we're kind of like...
Putting it all in place.
Yeah, and hitting the ground running. So now we've got a little bit of an extra moment to be like, we'll forego lunch and do
right.
a podcast. So that's kind of what we're doing now. But we had quite a nice lunch. It looks like a bunch of three-year-olds put it together, but I think we all enjoyed it.
It's the best lunch ever.
So celebrated Valentine's Day with a little sweetheart of a break room today. So we had like a little fondue action with some strawberries, some blackberries, cookies,
good
cupcakes.
Little fondue thing too, right?
Yeah, the little fondue, yeah. Nice. So we got some chips and put some half and half in it in the crock pot. It's really good. Super easy. A little dash of salt.
Yes, yes, the flavor enhancer.
Yeah, exactly. Take you to Flavor Town, as Guy Fieri would say.
Oh, I can watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It's the perfect background noise for me.
Is it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. When there is nothing else on, like before all the games start on TV every night.
I'm like that with his Guy's Grocery Games. I like Guy's Grocery Games.
I think he's just the perfect background chef.
I don't think that was his intention. He won the first season of Food Network Star.
And he certainly made it work.
Oh, I mean, he's made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now he has money. He's made some money. And when you know you've made it like big when someone's like, money. he has products in the store. I mean, he has different like sauces and stuff. And several shows. He even had one that he was doing a reality show on there to find like the next
him.
Yeah, it was funny. But he's got different ones where he'll like invite chefs to come in. I think Sunday morning he has an actual cooking show.
His backyard grill area is amazing.
It looks like five kitchens outside. And you're like, and he'll have like 10 people. He's like, so what are you working on, chef? They're like, oh, just a little chicken.
He doesn't cook anything. He just eats.
He's just walking around. He's like, oh.
It's all a farce and they haven't figured it out
yet. Yeah, just making a little chicken confit with a basil reduction and then this lemon periwinkle sorbet, and you're like, oh, sweet. That's exactly what I want for, like, Sunday afternoon lunch. I'm like, fried chicken and mashed potatoes, please. But it looks amazing. I mean, if he cooked for me, I'd be like, But the grocery games, I love that because I just think that's fun, you know, how he does the different, like, obstacles. And
could you lock down the 20 grand?
I don't know. It depends on the games that he chooses. Some of them are so far-fetched sometimes.
Well, I don't mean the cooking part. I'm just saying, could you do the supermarket sweep at the end?
Absolutely. I mean, we're trained on supermarket sweep, which is coming back.
Yes.
Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live, super funny. She's going to be the host
of it.
I always loved it because you knew what you had to get. You were like, okay, I'm on supermarket sweep, so of course you got to get the sweatshirt. And you have to have the cottage shirt underneath
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I feel like that was probably a uniform requirement for them.
Well, I mean, it's very 80s because, I mean, you had the teal one, the red one, like the yellow one. You're like, all right, here we go. And you look like, and everyone wore mom jeans and kids. So, or Reebok Classics with the scrunch socks.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, I like the trivia part of it. You know, it's like, I'm a legume that has a monocle and a top hat. And you're like, Mr. Peanut or some whatever. And then I liked the end when you had to go and, like, stuff the buggy. Because, I mean, they always went for, like, the meats, like the hams. They're like, but you only could get five. They did that. They did the formula diapers. And then you had to grab, like, the big, like, inflatables. Like, oh, they're getting the big inflatable Twinkie. Let's see how much that's worth. $500. Woo!
Right.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, I love how we just went on a tangent of like cooking.
Yeah, that's totally not what the theme was supposed to be. Should we go back to the original theme?
No, I mean, we can kind of hodgepodge in the theme, but I love that one. Yes. And then your wife and I are a big fan of Ray Drummond and the Pioneer Woman.
Oh, yes.
She can do no wrong.
Oh, yes, she can.
But she's like, you know, Lad and the boys were just outside, like, castrating cows, and now I'm going to make, like, chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't you just love it on this foggy day in Texas when they're out taking away a cow's manhood or bull's manhood? And you're like, awesome.
I think my favorite part of that
Mountain
whole
oysters.
Thing.
No.
Right.
No.
But I think the thing about her that's so amusing to me is she's created this entire empire. Mm-hmm. She's become a multimillionaire with her blog and her cookware and her show and everything. And it's nothing compared to her husband's net worth. Like, not even close.
Yeah, it's almost like you've had...
He's one of the richest people in the state.
He's like, that's funny. Hold my beer. Like, right. He's like, oh, you got a cooking adorable. Show yeah. and, like, merchandise at Walmart and, like, a store and restaurant. I'm glad. Right. Like, their story is interesting. She was, like, a professional ballerina, and she met him in New York. He was there... For some cattle convention
of course
surprise.
He was.
Yeah, right. And she's like, she always calls him the marble man because he always wears the token, like, cattle man. He's like, jeans, big belt buckle, hat. Amazing blue eyes, by the way. If you look at him, I'm like, look at them eyes. Anyway, it's just a girl thing as I hit my knee on this counter. Oh. Anyway, so she was like at a club or something. And I'm sure being Ray Drummond, I'm sure it wasn't popping. I'm sure it was like not a club.
I feel like
club.
It was a book club.
Or like a coffee house. Like, I was getting, sipping on a latte, but she says club. They met, danced, parted ways, and somehow he came back to New York, and they met up again, and then the rest is history. And she left there and moved to Texas, and now she's making obnoxiously huge, delicious meals for 75 children as they go out and do manual labor in her, like, and it's not even in her house. I'm going to the ranch. It's the separate house.
It's the lodge.
Yeah, that we have.
For entertaining purposes.
You know, just because, you know, some of us are like, you know, I always got impressed when someone had a kitchen in their basement. I'm like, look at this.
Right.
But this woman's like, we got a whole nother house. I got to get in the car and drive there, though.
That's got to be unfortunate Christmas morning, though, because they do all the decorations at the lodge. So it's the kids have to get up in pajamas and go over there.
Or they might spend the night there. Think about that. That'd be fun. They're like, we're going to sleep.
Hooray, I wake up with lower back pain because I slept on a couch. Hooray. Yeah.
They probably have bedrooms in the lodge. It's probably like a...
Then live there.
No, you're lad. You have so much income. You have so many resources. But she does make some incredible desserts, and that makes us circle back to what the original topic was.
7 minutes for us to get back to
candy. This is
candy.
The beauty of podcasting.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Full circle.
Yeah. Well, you know, lad wouldn't complain about it. He would just come in after, like, you know.
Well, it's because he's got gourmet food right
in front of him. And making, like, leather from scratch since 4 in the morning. And all the kids look exhausted, and they're like, well, now we'll go to school. And I'm like, it's on Tuesday? I'm just making breakfast burritos with homemade tortillas. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then she's always smiling. I'm like, she never not smiles. And you want to not like her.
I
want to
see her mad.
You want to not like her, but I know. I like her.
I know redheads can be just Watch it. Pistols.
Watch it.
No, I'm just saying.
They can. I mean, I guess that's
kind
of that.
I want to see her mad. Like, that's kind of my guilty pleasure. Is like, I want to see all these people who are so polite all the time lose their minds. Just one time.
One time?
Lose it.
We have a very friendly receptionist that works in the morning, and I don't think she's ever gotten mad.
If she has, I haven't seen it.
Would you like to see Linda Sue get
absolutely.
Mad?
I would love to see Linda Sue go slap off on somebody.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Tell me that wouldn't
with
be...
With a name like Linda Sue, I doubt she ever... I mean,
I don't think
I
it's in her
like,
DNA. She was
no,
a teacher.
She's very
she's
kind. You know, sings in the church choir. I mean, if you looked up Saint in the dictionary, you're like, there's Linda Sue right there.
Pretty much.
I mean, just like top notch. And her predecessor, Miss Betty, was the same way. I mean, I could come in wearing a garbage bag. She's like, you look so pretty today. I'm like, love you.
Yep.
You know,
that's
I haven't slept in 5 years. Love you so much. No makeup on. And then someone else is like, are you sick? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. This is my face. Anyway, chocolate.
Indeed.
Let's talk about chocolate. So we celebrated Valentine's.
We did.
We enjoyed, but
separately.
Not together, separately, from afar. We did have the shout out special.
Yes, that was fun.
But anyway. So, there's different kinds of chocolates, as we all know. So,
yes.
We have what? The dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate.
Yeah, we're sticking with the basics. I'm
sure they are like...
There's milk chocolate, there's semi-sweet chocolate,
yeah.
There's 1,400 variations of dark chocolate.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. There's percentages of how much cacao is actually in it.
Oh, yeah. You say cacao or cacao?
Cacao? Because that's the right way to say it.
That's the crow. Brandon Lee, R.I.P.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Because if you're on like keto or low carb, depending on how much of
that's
in it,
correct.
Is the less sweetness. And it can get really bitter.
Yes.
I've tried like Lent, I think, makes the bars. And if you go to like 80%, you're like, whoa, I feel
they
like I'm eating tar.
They are horrible.
I mean, it's really like.
I'd rather bite an unripe persimmon. It's more pleasant.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your preferred milk?
Milk chocolate's my preferred. I think it's the most universal. It's the most versatile, if you will. Dark chocolate to me, I like it, but I think it's an acquired taste. There are certain things that are terrible with dark chocolate.
Yeah.
I think milk chocolate pairs with most everything.
Right.
White chocolate to me is, to say bland isn't the right word. I just think there
it's
are certain combos.
It's too different. I don't know. White chocolate to me, I could live another day in my life and not feel like I missed out on anything if I'd never had a piece of white chocolate for the rest of my life. I don't love it. I don't enjoy it. I'll eat it if it's someone's like,
right.
I got a white chocolate such and such cheesecake. And I'm like, well, okay, I'll take a bite. Fine. And I'm not going to be like, no, I don't like white chocolate. I don't dislike it.
Right.
But I don't want it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not like. It's,
I'm not going to pick it up in a store.
Yeah. If I had the choice, if I had my rathers and I was like, okay, blah, blah, blah. I will do the, well, the only time I will pick it, backtrack, is if it's in the white chocolate macadamia nut cookie, because.
But you're not in it just for
just,
that.
It's the macadamia nuts.
You're not going just for that.
And I don't think the macadamia nuts would pair best with a milk chocolate. But that's still another rare cookie. Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked before about Crunch Bars. They're good.
Yes.
And you're not going to the gas station.
You don't
like,
go
gonna,
just for that.
I'm gonna get
you
a
go
crunch
for
bar.
Something else and
you're
go.
Like, you're going to be like, I'm going to get the Snickers. I'm going to get this Kit Kat. You're going to go for the biggies.
Yep.
But then, like, you've got, like, your, you know, Mr. Good Bar, your Crunch Bars, your whatchamacallits, your 100 grands. You're like, one of those, like, I ain't had that in 50 years.
Right. It registers for you as a, I've totally forgotten about it.
Right.
White chocolate for me is the forgotten chocolate.
Yeah.
And I don't dislike it. It's just not the first thing I'm going to grab when I go in the store.
Yeah. My son loves white chocolate.
Yep.
That's his preferred. White chocolate Reese's Cups, which you are like, ugh.
They're an abomination.
He is all about it. Like, my dad and he, anytime they go to the gas station, you need anything? White chocolate Reese's Cups. And I'm like, they sell those? Like, that's a thing?
I don't understand how they're still
marketed.
He
likes white chocolate Kit Kats. Those are a thing.
Abomination.
My dad got some white chocolate M&Ms. Did not like those.
No. There's something
that
about
just,
the shell that they
it
use
just needs
changes
the
flavor.
Yeah.
Yep.
I will go with milk chocolate for the most part. Now, dark chocolate, I like it if it's paired with something. Like, so we had strawberries and kind of like a semi-sweet. So you got that dark chocolate, like, flair
ish.
To it.
Yeah, a little tang.
So if you have something that's already sweet, like a fruit or something.
It's a good pair.
Yeah, it's good because it kind of takes that bitterness out and they go together. It's that sweet savory side, I guess, a thing.
Sure.
Milk chocolate's probably the I think about, like, one thing that I could just automatically go to would be like a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie and just, you know, just out of the oven, perfect consistency. I don't like it crunchy. I like it just a little mushy. It's, I mean, you want it cooked, but
right.
I don't want it completely soft where it like is mud in my hands. But if it's fresh, you pull it apart and you just see that. It's just
the
like
stringy,
a commercial. Just,
yep.
Magic chocolate.
See, I don't mind.
But that's semi-sweet.
I don't mind a little bit of crisp. And then as you pull apart, it's still really warm in the center. It's a perfect textural
cookie.
You need
that balance. I don't want, some people like it like, you know, well, not like burnt, but like when you're like.
I'll eat those just because I'm.
You're like, they're there.
Predispositioned and it's cookies. But my favorites are to, like you said, just have a little
just
bit of chew.
Just a little, just to where you're like, this is baked, but it's still soft.
I
want
to chew to it.
If I dip it in milk, I want it to be like, don't put it in there long because it's going to fall apart. I don't want it to dip it in milk just because it's hard.
But see, if I'm going to dip a cookie in milk, I want it to be crunchy because the milk kind of a little, but not to the point where you just put it in there and it melts away and falls off into the cup, because then you have a whole other series of issues.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of with you on the milk chocolate thing. I think it pairs well with everything. There are certain things that I think are better with white chocolate. Pretzels. White chocolate pretzels, weak spot. If I put milk chocolate on a pretzel, to me, not as good.
Now, they have ones that are like Reese cup flavored. It's like a peanut butter coating.
I don't
But that's
like
a whole
that.
Different realm. That's a whole other category. Mm-hmm. When you go to like almond barks and coatings and stuff, like a lot of times for Christmas, you use those things for like pretzel rods or mm-hmm. the Ritz crackers with peanut butter in the middle. That's a good one. The white chocolate. But it's not white chocolate. It's vanilla no. almond bark. And so I'm like, what exactly is almond bark?
Well, like
that
I made,
is a question I want answered. Google, thank you.
I made avalanche bark for the holidays this year.
That was very good.
It was primarily white chocolate. It was what was a, that was the majority of it, but it also had marshmallows. So you get a different flavor doing it that way. Dark chocolate, like, as we've said, I think it needs to be paired with something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it by itself, but I also don't think I dip things in it either. Like, I don't know. I just, milk chocolate to me seems to just be the option. It's the option.
Well, and I know a lot of times in the spring, it's a very popular option, like with like certain like candies for like Easter.
Yep.
And like the bunnies and stuff. Okay. Almond bark. In case you all were wondering, I took to the magic off-air flare machine, a.k.a. my iPhone.
Google.
Almond bark, also known as vanilla-flavored candy coating, is a chocolate-like confection made with vegetable fats instead of cocoa or cacao butter, and with coloring and flavors added. It can be bought in packages, blocks, or round discs where candy and baking supplies are sold. So technically, that is not even chocolate.
And I also realized that most of the commercial milk chocolates that we're getting aren't actually milk chocolate.
Yeah.
I get that, too.
Did you
I understand
know, though,
there are people that are going to have that. They're mostly oil-based.
Did you know that, like, dogs can have white chocolate? Because it's the cacao and regular chocolates and all. That's what's harmful to dogs.
Right.
I went one time to a, it was a candy shop or a chocolate shop, a chocolatier, if you will. And they had dog treats, and I was like, dogs can't have chocolate. And the lady mm-hmm. was like, okay, so white chocolate, you know, the dog can have because it doesn't have those elements that
yep.
milk, dark, all those others with the cacao have that's harmful to pets. So that's your fun fact. So if you want
it's done by percentage, actually, because I had one of my dogs got a small bit of chocolate, and I freaked out, and I was like, well, let's see what this vet bill is going to run. And I went and looked at it, and I kind of looked in detail at what it was, and there's a percentage of a particular chemical that, as you alluded to, causes the issue, and it becomes an issue in certain volumes, and they give you a comparison chart, but it was like, oh, this is harmless. There were no effects. Now, obviously, I wouldn't just force feed my dog a bunch of it, but I was able to go, okay, much better. Not nearly as freak out worthy, because all you heard growing up was no chocolate.
Oh yeah, it's like if your dog, like if you dropped a piece of or an M&M, you're like, you better pick that up before Fido gets it.
Right.
Or sniffs around and dies, and you're like, no, please.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, that's one of those things, like growing up, you're like,
oh yeah, there's a bunch of myths. We ought to do a podcast on grown up myths.
Grown up myths?
Mm-hmm.
Like things that we were taught.
Yep.
Don't I'm not gonna even talk about
now.
It. I'm gonna save it. Save it.
Don't ruin it.
So, the question being for you guys, if you celebrated Valentine's Day, you got some chocolates, did you get milk, did you get dark, did you get white, did you get a combination? We're not even talking about caramels and any kind of nuts added or any kind of inside, like, fluffs or whatever. Like
and
your
hazelnut
Russell's.
Doesn't apply. That
like
is
Nutella?
Not a chocolate. Nope.
No, it's not because, I mean, I guess it's chocolate, but it has the the hazelnut, like, stuff in it. I mean, no, it's not its own, like, I don't think it's its own.
I'm just saying it doesn't qualify in the chocolate category, so don't bring that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Not in my house.
Nope.
That's not part of Flavortown.
No.
Like, see, full circle. Back to Flavortown. So, if Flavortown was a house, was a place for you to live, would you prefer dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate? I think in the consensus that I'm going to get the vibe I'm picking up, milk chocolate, number one. Dark chocolate, depending on the pairings, what percentages, what you're eating it with, how bitter it is, number two. Number three, and I'll take it if it's there and that's the only option, white chocolate.
Yeah, I would pretty much agree with that.
Yeah.
From top to bottom, that's probably the best.
We have a TKO, my friends. We have a full agreement.
Man.
Food court.
Yeah,
has
we
been
didn't even the food court.
No,
it
this
wasn't
was like
even
more
a debate.
Of a, yeah, this was more like a I agree. That's like when you got so-and-so. Do you like him? I'm like, no, I don't like him either. Like, who's my new best friend? Like, that's how I met my best friend, actually. Anyway, so let us know, off-air flare, and we're going to get back into the swing of this.
Yes.
So
we're going to try.
Yeah. We're going to do it.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.